Why it's so difficult to know exactly how much of Michigan's water is bottled and sold. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Tomorrow evening, the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality is holding a public hearing on a request from Nestle Waters. The company wants to increase the amount of groundwater it pumps to 400 gallons per minute. The state says 49 companies bottle water in Michigan. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond has been working for months to find out how much water those companies bottle and sell. Hi, Kay.
Hi.
First of all, you found out that's not an easy question to answer. Why not?
Well, the main reason is that most companies aren't required to report how much water they bottle. In Michigan, if you pump water out of the ground, and you can pump 70 gallons per minute or more, you have to report how much you withdraw each year to the DEQ. But if you take less than that, or, and this is a key point, if you bottle tap water, you don't have to report how much you use. For example, Coke and Pepsi process and bottle Detroit City water as Dasani and Aquafina, and we don't know how much.
Just to be clear, we're not even talking about soda and juice and beer here. We're just talking about bottled water.
Exactly. I called all of these facilities that don't have to report, and only 10 of them would give me information on their volume. 4 said they actually don't keep track. On top of all of this, it was hard to even put together an accurate list of bottlers and their sources. The state's data can be a little confusing. We found a few inconsistencies.
Like what?
Well, if you want to bottle water in Michigan, 2 state agencies are involved. First, you have to get the DEQ to approve your water source. Then, you have to register with the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, or MDARD, each year. I found 2 facilities that were bottling water, but were not properly registered with the state. MDARD actually thanked us for pointing them out. A spokesperson told me that they're currently bringing those companies into compliance.
And you also found, Kay, that the DEQ completely missed a facility that was supposed to be reporting how much water they use.
Right. There was this one company that should have been reporting how much groundwater they use, and I asked the DEQ about it. My question alerted them to a facility that legally should have been reporting for the last 10 years, but hasn't been doing that. Andrew LeBaron is with the Water Use Program with the DEQ. Here's what he told me about this company, BESCO.
They were not aware of the regulation in the first place. It is a somewhat recent change in the law based on an amendment to the law that would have required them to begin reporting. It's been about 10 or 11 years now that it's been in place, but their wells predated that law.
LeBaron said he doesn't expect the DEQ to fine the company in this case. I called the company for comment, but they haven't gotten back to me.
Now, there are rules about how much water can get taken out of the Great Lakes Basin, but there's a loophole for bottled water.
Yep, water can leave the basin in containers of 5.7 gallons or less. This allows bottled water and other beverage companies to ship their products outside of the basin. I should mention that reported bottled water withdrawals make up a very small percentage of water use in Michigan, 1/100th of a percent. But we don't know how much water is bottled and not reported, like any company that uses tap water. I talked with Liz Kirkwood. She's the executive director with the environmental group For Love of Water. She calls the lack of reporting on bottled water troubling.
The state should know absolutely with 100% certainty where every single gallon is going, and they should track it.
We took a stab at that. I made an interactive map of the 49 bottled water companies in Michigan. You can see that at michiganradio.org.
Thanks, Kay.
You're very welcome.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.